and extremely casual tunes is now off the air, and we're passing it on to
Uphill Records Radio
with Pop Tarts.
With Pop Tarts, with very soggy Pop Tarts. All right. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Me too.
Scott, you want to go first?
Yeah. All right.
Whoa. So the computer is frozen right now, so we can't place any intermittent.
Whoa. What is that feedback?
Testing.
All right.
Sorry, testing. There was some feedback there.
Oh, I think it's because it's playing through the speakers. And then
no, it's not playing through the speakers.
Then why can I hear
us?
We'll
figure it out.
I don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows. Anyways.
Listening.
We're going to play some music,
and we're
going to also try to fix this computer situation. Not a big deal. You'll still hear music. It's just we're not going to be able to log it. But, yeah, and you can also...
songs this time.
You can also hear these two chewing Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
Are we allowed to eat on it?
Oh, technically, no, but it's just a Pop-Tart, so...
It's just a Pop-Tart.
Ooh. We're gonna get the what are they called, the FCC or something.
I don't think
they're gonna come take us.
Who knows?
Nah, they don't care about Pop Tarts, I don't think.
Exclusively Pop Tarts though. Any other form of food is just a no go. Pop Tarts, cut us a break. Alright.
I got something. Yeah.
Scott's gonna play some tunes.
What you got?
We got a long song. I'm not supposed to preface it.
Oh yeah, you're not.
Yeah, but we can't log them now. So
oh yeah.
Should we?
So
after the fact.
All right.
Well, we'll play it and then we'll announce it later.
All right.
How's that? All right.
I'm two, by the way.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh, what dreams
this? It couldn't mean this. Could it be some type of meanness of where you are? 'Cause I don't know where to go. Yeah.
give me a glass with adjustable mirrors. Don't judge me cause I know it's weird. What if they followed us here? It's gentrification, tomorrow is tears. 99 bottles of beer on the wall and tears in the stalls.
We've come too far. We don't wanna go back home. We don't like to see each other. But we don't wanna go back home. And so because we know what's waiting, we don't wanna go back home. We've all gathered here today. Cause we don't wanna go back home. By the way, I've signed my name. You can see how far I've gone. I'm old as pen, how can I aim? Still never found my bed. Watch us talking through the window. To make things right, trying to get ourselves to fight for tomorrow night.
If you sit this one out, my words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel that I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourself over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Castle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntans rapidly peel, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And the love that I feel, it's so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just had today. And you shake your head, you said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and
can't shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song.
Just to keep breathing, existential asthmatic, puff puff, pass addict, craftmatic, making moves, but they sleeping on me. We can kick it like it's FIFA, homie. Nevertheless, I got that fresh like it was Crest. Crying cause I'm stressed, TMJ or TMI, what's your lie that you're living? I never understood the hate on a nigga preference, when every marriage is a same-sex marriage. Same sex every day, monotonous. Lost God, never pray, forgotten us. Lost love, never say, just like our parents. Too much power, ain't enough power. Brain splattered like I'm falling off a watchtower. And anybody could walk into any Denny's and wait till I'm walking in it with a gun today, 3D printed and finish it. Kennison said, if you gon' miss heaven, why do it by 2 inches? Old money and new bitches.
kids.
On behalf of the class's masses, we showed up, ski masses, pigs and asses, the murder asses. Lift up our glasses and watch your palaces burn to ashes. Fucking fascist, who the fuck are you to get 50 lashes? All cause I'm motivated, stimulated, never spoken, simulated, happy and burning hashes. Killer, killer, diddle with them like you're squilling, get them, hit them, got them, shot them, and flip the mattress. Woo! I'm the man, bitch, got big ideas, got plans to rock. Any Rothschild living in Bill Gates in the ghost of Jobs. Yeah, I said that I'm in it, I ain't flinching it. Marshawn Lynching it, run through a motherfucker face like internet. Internet, domain imminent, we the preeminent. Killing this, winning this, spitting this, ready raw rap shit, rhyme ridiculous. Enemy grave, he digging it, then we pissing it. Us go to hell, we bending it, getting it.
Yeah.
Hey kids, I'm the fucking tits, I hold no regard for no fucking myth. Hey, I live half my life to give half my cash to these half men in. Hey, I got half a heart to give half a fuck, they got half the guns. Woo. I got half an hour, burn half a pound, and I have to run. Killers of the earth get scurred. You do not get one word. You do not live for the hurt. Even you living's absurd. Better all kick to the curb. That is my word. Back in the bins, not timeline zip. No wins for the kid. Oh shit, I got curved. In the bins, they rip. I'm a bit so sick. When the clock is lit, the whip swerve. It's like nothing I broke. Can't stand the scope. In the booth of this road, like better ass Pope on a play date. Better call Mayday. Maybe I spray, I'm an AK. Get played and played it. I'm serving dead meat, paying the table. Cain and Abel, Death's Apprentice. Running tools to make last breath Brexit. Hey, check! Hey, kids!
Where I can take when I arch attack, I'll parch your neck. Got birds on deck, that Xanax flow, make the match your head. Like a primer blow, you in check. My words infest like insect, and an incest. I'm in check like payday on a Thursday, and it's Wednesday. I'm sensei, you bouquet, you menstruate. That pussy all in your template. We stay, stay on, I'm 28. Get pearl time like every day. Tall random jewels in every state. The killer mic with killer mic. Rockin' all the peas with LP. My fluff, I steam on King, got hit so big, no crown can't fit me. No big child, I'm a dead gully, and we ride on the sheet wet like a chest feed. Please be alarm me one. Please be alarm me one. Give up that turn again, watch two way of turn, and a ring so your life get burned and we drunk.
what you gotta do.
All right, it's that time of the night where we gotta do a PSA. This one is called Super PAC, Numbers to Think About PSA. As pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all the money so far donated to the Super Political Action Committees, also known as Super PACs, comes from a total of just 196 Americans. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Gonna switch over the music now, or after the song?
It's about
to end. Oh, okay.
Like,
all right.
Very, very soon.
Going over to you, Dan?
Yeah, I guess right. Going over to me.
Fine, sounds good.
Gonna play some songs. Yeah. Some groovy tunes. Ready when you are, my
Let's
man.
Let's hit it.
Let's hit it. Special phone guest with us this evening, the one and only Max.
Say something, Max.
Max. Oh, God.
Okay. The phones are sometimes difficult to operate, so we're gonna try that again.
We have a caller, which means that he may be calling back. Maybe you got disconnected. You know
the odds it's another caller.
Oh
are
my
so
God.
Slim.
Oh. Now we have to do like a five-way
please
conversation.
Please hold.
Okay, there.
The first
there
time WMFO has ever had to hold, and it's at
2:40. Hey, Max, you there? Max.
You may have to put him off preview. Oh, there he is. I can hear him.
Howdy.
Hey, Max. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fabulously. So,
excellent.
You wanted to talk about some stuff I hear. I talked about.
Yeah, am I on air?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on air.
Wonderful.
We got you on air.
I heard that you wanted to talk about some stuff, actually.
Me? Well, I was just throwing some stuff out there. Which thing would you like to talk about? I can just spout nonsense, honestly. Actually, it's not nonsense. Very, very, very good advice. Very, very good advice, yes.
Yeah. So how does one live a happy life, Dan?
How does one live a happy life? That is a good question.
Fulfilling guys. Life. Happy and fulfilling. Right?
Happy and fulfilling. Well, I think they're one and the same thing, honestly. I was talking about this earlier, and I was saying, I think the smartest thing that you can do in your life is to truly know what you want and work towards it. I think the problem with a lot of people is that they don't know what they want. They don't know what kind of life they want to lead. They lead the life that other people tell them.
To struggle.
Well, what do you do if you don't know what you want?
Then you find out.
And
look, I mean,
exactly.
Look, there are plenty of people who don't know what they want, but my point is, if you don't know what you want, right? Okay, if you don't know what you want, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody, you know, it's not... And here's the distinction. Max, are you still there, by the way? Just checking.
Yeah.
All right, groovy. knowing what you want isn't like a goal. Knowing what you want isn't like a goal that you want to work towards. Knowing what you want is knowing what would make you happy in life. Now, that could be, you know, that may be like baking or something. It could be anything, you know, it's just any example. And it's not about a goal to work towards. Because if it was a goal, a nice stretch. If it was a goal, let's say you wanted to hop out of college, right? You know, you got a banging degree, and then you want to make $250,000.
Shouts out to Tufts University.
Yeah.
Shout out to T for the T and
Tufts. Let's say you want to make $250,000 a year, right? Takes you 4 years to work up to that point. You're making $250,000.
Wow.
Okay.
What a life.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'd be rolling.
Money
but my point is, takes you 4 or 5 years to work up to that point. Great. You achieved your goal. Now, what do you want after that? Probably $300,000 a year, I'd say.
Mm.
Or maybe, you know, boost it up to $500,000 a year. And then let's say you get that in another 10 years. And then you're
that's
like, you know what? I want $800,000 a year. And
dangerous
it keeps
road to go down.
It's a dangerous road to go down. And what are you doing? You're completely just wasting decades of your life working towards a goal that you will never actually reach.
Well, are you saying you can't be happy with that kind of goal?
Yeah, because every time that you achieve a goal like that, the satisfaction you gain from it is not what you thought it was going to be.
Mm.
The dream that you thought you were going to fulfill, when you actually do fulfill it, is not as fulfilling as you think it would be.
The Great Gatsby. That's what that book was about.
Yeah, I don't really remember that well. But
yes, yes.
Like I've talked to a lot of green light.
Dude.
The green light. Was that a movie? Was that the
opening Great scene? Gatsby.
Oh right. Oh
opening
yeah.
Opening scene. Are you referring to the movie?
No.
There's definitely. I was talking about the movie The Green Hornet, which was a terrible movie or something.
I remember liking that as a kid. Like when I saw it, I was like, you know what? Seth Rogen in a superhero movie. Why
yeah,
not?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, back on.
Yeah, we're straying.
talking about the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
I've talked to some very, very rich people. Not him. Some very rich people who spent their earlier life working, you know, and working up the corporate chain and doing all that stuff. And, you know, and let's say they got really, really successful later on. And what they've told me is that I didn't know what I wanted during my 20s and my 30s and 40s. And you know what happened in my 20s and 30s and 40s? It was completely wasted. They said, I wasted 3 decades of my life not knowing what I wanted and working towards something that I didn't truly want.
That's rough.
It's rough. It's very rough.
So you gotta...
And he said, if I knew then what I knew now, I'd be much more successful. And this guy's like really, really rich.
Mm.
I'd be much more successful and I'd also be much happier. I'd have a lot more memories. Also, fun fact, actually no, it's not a fun fact, it's a very depressing fact. For the first 11 years, pretty much, this is sort of a loose fact. Don't check me on this.
I'm gonna check you on
damn
this.
You.
Fact check.
Yeah, we need more of that nowadays. But for the first basically 11 years you get out of college, essentially no matter how much money you make, unless you make an absurd amount of money, it's not gonna be worth what you spent on college. Like, it's not gonna be worth as much as you spent on your education for the first 11 years of your life.
Meaning,
after you get out.
Wait, are you talking about just
the sum total of the money you make this is sort of an average kind of thing.
11 years.
For the first 11 years after you graduate, is not equal to the amount you spent for 4 years of education.
So if it's, you know, 250K, you said you're not going to make 250K in 11 years. Or it'll take you 11 years.
Yeah. So I was,
that's pretty accurate.
I'd say that's pretty accurate, you know, starting jobs. So that's just something to think about, you know. I think that the best thing that you can do in life is really, truly know what you want. What makes you happy? What like fulfills your heart? And then just work at it. It's not easy. It really isn't. Like, people suffer to gain this happiness, but the happiness you gain from it isn't superficial as it would be if you're living a life that somebody else has told you you ought to live.
Wow. Money doesn't equal happiness, people.
There's
a statistic somewhere.
Where, like, a certain amount of money does equal happiness,
no,
but then after that point...
Ooh, yeah, like, where most... It's, like, 70,000 a year, 170,000 a year.
That seems pretty high, honestly. I would have thought, like, 40, 50,000.
No, that's, like, below the poverty line.
40,
50 is below...
I'm pretty sure it is.
40, 50,000 is around salary of a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the poverty line.
No, it's not. It's not.
Look at us.
Where's the poverty line?
Look at us.
Poverty line's, like...
Privileged, tough students don't know where the poverty line is.
Who knows? I don't know. Poverty line changes in its relative.
Who knows? Well, a lot of people's. Just not us.
I'm guessing it's 20K.
I didn't say who knows. You know what? Whatever. It plateaued. I mean,
at a certain point, money doesn't equal happiness.
At a certain point, it's just you're chasing.
It's, says here 11K for a one person household. That seems very low.
Yeah.
It is.
A year.
Yeah.
Wow.
12K.
But yeah, that makes sense if you're working 20-25 hour a week job with minimum wage, you make about roughly $1,500 a month.
Yeah, it's
multiplied by 12. That's, you know, like around 15, you know, or more. 100. So yeah, I don't know, close to.
How you doing, Max?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to.
That math works out. But
you're the engineer here, so like.
I was really paying attention.
Dan's the former engineer.
It is 251. Numbers are not going to process through my brain.
Well, Max, what do you have to say? Sorry, we didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't know. I was at the radio station from 11 until 2. How wild is that?
That's pretty wild. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
I'm really sad. I wasn't here for that, actually.
Yeah.
We walked in on the tail end of everybody leaving.
The very end of the
day. Literally the very end. The world's end.
World's end. What a movie. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. Well,
or the one,
the Simon Pegg one.
Yeah.
Simon
What's
Pegg.
That guy's Great. Name? What's the writer's name? Director, radio director?
Simon Pegg.
No.
I'm pretty sure he wrote it.
There's him, but he works with someone else.
Oh, the other guy? Like his co-star?
Not the co-star, the one behind the scenes.
I don't know. Those are great movies, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really amazing movies.
My phase of wanting to screenwrite, I would just read those scripts.
It was a phase, Mom. So Max, what do you...
Edgar
Wright.
Is it not? Sorry. I believe that is it. Is it not?
That what? What?
That is not. Is that not it? I believe it is. Is it not?
Say that 10 times fast.
That is. That is not. Is that not it? Is it not?
I see what you're saying.
Yes. 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 I finally understood.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
That's like...
You're sounding like some Jay Krishnamurti stuff right now.
I don't know who that is. That sounds like some...
Jay Krishnamurti was a Indian philosopher.
There you go.
Very interesting story. He was like raised in a cult. And they believed that he was the Messiah. And he was raised in a cult. And he was sent to school, schooling in England. And he basically came back at the age of 18 from schooling. And that was the age we were supposed to initiate him, you know, or some sort of cult thing, like, now you're officially the Messiah because you can, like, buy cigarettes or, you know, something. I don't know.
That seems real arbitrary.
I know. It's like, you're 18, therefore now you're officially the Messiah where, like, you weren't before.
All right, whatever. I'm going to drop this.
But he left the cult, basically left all his family, and became a philosopher and just talked for the rest of his life. Very interesting stuff.
What a guy.
Didn't believe in any religions. Didn't believe in any philosophy. Like, he was a philosopher.
Wait, so he was the Messiah, but he didn't believe in any religion?
Didn't believe in any... He said all religions were basically a pile of crap. And, like, don't believe them.
Poop.
And basically... I mean, I'm very oversimplifying things, but he's like, the only truth is the truth that you can find yourself. Therefore, you have to, like, really, like, delve into yourself and understand yourself fully to, like, know what...
I think, therefore, I am. Yeah. I took a...
I'm reading Descartes in my philosophy class.
Oh,
don't
Descartes.
Even go there.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, you should do...
What should I do, Dan? Okay.
You should do a TEDx talk.
Go.
Next time about, TEDx about comes
what?
In town.
About what?
Just about this, about life. And
about
happiness.
You, Dan.
About life and about happiness.
And about,
okay. But at the same time, guys, at any moment, we could wake up.
Yeah.
From the Matrix,
you know that old
post.
You know that old Zen
not
story.
Even the Matrix.
You know that old Zen story where it was like a master was standing on a bridge, on the side of a bridge, and he saw a butterfly flying.
No, I don't know.
Okay,
story.
Well, I'm gonna tell
you.
It was a bit of a rhetorical question, and he saw a butterfly flying, right? And he was daydreaming that he was the butterfly. And his student comes over and says, "What are you doing?" And he said, I was daydreaming. I was the butterfly." And then he considered to himself, "But what if I am the butterfly? And what if all this is just I'm daydreaming being a human?" And the thing is, you really don't know. You can't tell.
It's like Avatar.
You really sort of, but you really can't tell, which is the scary thing. Right?
Yeah.
Are there any news and stories?
At the same time, because
that's an old one.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
You can think of it this way. What if we are trapped in a shroud of deception and that everything around us is just a representation, not actually a thing? Like that radiator over there isn't really a radiator. It's
well,
just a representation.
I agree with that.
I think
that's absolutely...
Maybe like when we wake up into a world where radiators have legs and they run around and dance.
Right.
And that's the usual.
But would you know, you know, unless you could remember how they were before, you wouldn't know that they were any different.
It's like that Rick and Morty episode where it's like that scene with like a pizza and a phone.
Oh, I just watched that today. It's like, hi, I'd like to order one extra large person with extra persons. And then he's like, Hispanic.
Yeah.
No, black.
Oh, yeah.
And white on half.
That's
and then
great.
It's like, I'd like to order one large, I'd like to order one large chair. With extra sofa bed, please.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wheelchair. No, sofa bed on half. Really funny.
That show.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah.
Have you guys watched Space Dandy?
Space Bambi? No, but I really want to. Benny, can
He's
I unplug?
A dandy guy.
You can unplug.
Oh, yeah. It is now the
plan,
easy listening.
Plan
hour.
A
also
back.
Can I
tune
can I
right
ask
now?
What does it mean?
Sure, go ahead.
What
Dan.
Does it mean? This is kind of like an old Billy Connolly joke.
FM.
But easy listening. What on earth is easy? Listening is the easiest thing you can do. Like,
can we
it's
not
involuntary.
That's so not true.
Yes, it is. No, it's absolutely true. If you don't have earplugs and you don't plug your ears with your fingers, what is it? Every listening is
it's,
easy
it's
listening.
Processing.
Dan, you're a musician.
It's Dan. Processing.
No, I'm just
Dan.
Saying the phrase easy listening. It's like every listening
okay.
is easy.
I guess
it's
it should
completely
be called easy music processing then.
Okay.
Music all interpretation. Right. Art interpretation.
I just think that's kind of funny.
I see where you're
listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. That's the station ID for you. It's 2:58 as of right now.
Shout out to everyone who has an 8:30 like me tomorrow.
Yeah, wow. Wow, Scott.
None of you are
I'm
going to
name all the songs we played really fast because we haven't done that. All right, ready? Childish Gambino, Flight of the Navigator, Open Mike Gilwood Labs, Bar, Support Group, Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, Childish Gambino, Zealous of Stockholm, Run the Jewels, Hey Kids, Machine Drum, Tell You, Beatles, Glass Onion, Birds, You Don't Have to Cry, Thundercat, Show You the Way, Disclosure, Feel Like I Do, Semi In, Cause You're Riding Dirty, The Beatles, Come Together, Yardbirds, Lost Woman, Cream, White Room, Beck, Deborah. That was fun.
Beautiful.
Wait, you guys actually played Thick as a Brick?
Yeah,
you suggested it. You didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wait.
Dang.
It's half an hour long.
Oh, no.
No, not the entire album.
We played the remastered Thick as a Brick song.
I think there's just a song.
Oh. Is there? I assume if the album is named Thick as a Brick that there's a song called Thick as a Brick.
That would make sense.
No, it's the album, and then it's like a concept album. So the first side is Thick as a Brick Part 1. And the second side is
No,
the
we played
two.
The remastered Spotify version that was like number 4.
Yeah, it says edit number 1, 2001 remastered.
Pretty sure. I could be wrong though. Maybe I played the wrong
we,
one.
We tried to play Thick as a Brick.
No, I believe it, but that's cheap.
Okay, well, we'll know better for next time.
Next time we're not playing Thick as a Brick, the 30 minute version.
I mean, that's why I suggested it to be obnoxious.
Oh, I see.
There's a Flaming Lips.
Booty.
There's a Flaming Lips song that's like 6 hours.
24 hours.
Oh, is there a 24 hour one?
Yeah.
I know there's a
have
6 hour
that,
one.
Have you seen that video on YouTube, which is like 215 days long? It's like, it's something like the entire B movie, but every time they say the word B, they play the entire Godfather trilogy, and every time they say the word Godfather, they play the entire Shrek trilogy. It's crazy. It's like 250 days long. It's nuts.
How does YouTube, like, agree to
host
that on their server?
How does one upload that?
I know, they probably have to have a supercomputer or something.
Or they just, like...
that's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Can we just play the audio from
for
the rest of the show?
It's
for the rest of the
what I basically said, it's the entire B movie, but every time they say the word B, we...